High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are asking that question, why are we seeing such an uptick of campus anti-Semitism and unrest on American campuses? Well, joining us on the line now, we welcome Dr. Iris Ben-David-Hadar, Lecturer of Education and Finance in the Department of Educational Leadership at the Bar-Ilan University. Doctor, good afternoon to you, and thanks so much for joining us once again on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Indeed, Doctor. So, looking at what is transpiring in the on United States campus and college premises at the moment, why are we seeing, so what's behind this increasing activity?
Yeah, so I think like there are a couple of reasons for that. Like it's not something that started today. It's a long a long time process where you got like the finance from Arab countries, mm-hmm. like Qatar,
right,
paying large amounts of money for campuses of Ivy League universities in the United States, and even financing not just the campuses but also like research grant and promoting professors with that. Would like to increase this process. So by the time you got education when you are a student and that's what you've been taught, that's a problem. And the second one would be like, the second reason would be like even more disturbing from finance, because finance can be stopped. But then this reason is kind of problematic. Because young students sometimes don't have really a purpose, because the society becomes something that is so much prosperity and so much good things. So the kids, the adolescents, don't know where to go. Like freedom, you need to be for a purpose. Freedom to do what?
Right.
Since people feel like adolescents, they are not adults, so they got like being 18, going to learn, and they got like their first degree, and then they have no purpose in life, so they go in the direction of having a purpose, making something new, some social change, and this is kind of very appealing when you're in your young age. But then this kind of change is based on ignorance.
Yes.
Because it spread hate and it spread many lies. So it's kind of problematic. We see like this social the societal face in the West, in the Ivy universities, is a really a big issue now, because they've been like educated for long years like that, and they feel that they need some kind of a direction, but this is the wrong direction to go. So, but I guess the third one will be like much deeper reason from the first two. Well, as I previously talked with in your program, and I say that there is a fight between evil and good now,
right.
And it is all over humanity now. So people might think they have nothing to do. How can I help to change the situation? So I'm trying to say to all the audience that's listening, you can do something even small, but something good. Not something big, just one step at a time. Each person can do one thing that is good, and this will be like putting a light in one small candle, and it could change the world. It could change the world. And if we just wait and see what will happen, then it's really kind of problematic. So we got to move forward and be proactive. We cannot stand the ignorance of professors. This is kind of crazy time when professors become ignorant in time that we need the scholarship to talk and explain that hate has no home here.
Right.
Hate has nothing to do with us. We need to be based, the society, not just in Israel and in the U.S., in the whole world, all over the world, society need to be based on love, communalism, being together. We're not similar, but we are all human beings. We are all, you know, like have two legs, two arms, and one head. We are all humankind. So sure. We need to, you know, understand that we are all connected.
Right.
And we need to be making at least one little step of doing one thing that is good, not indeed. Something big, just one little thing that right. is good. And then this professor, I hope that the president will be, you know, like fired. This is kind of crazy, Columbia University, what's going on there.
Yes, indeed.
It needs to be like, yeah, what's wrong with you now? And all like the Jewish and Israeli students and even the professors
sure,
are being like, you know, this is kind of, we've been through that. We know it's not going into a good direction.
Right, doctor.
Doctor, it's like 70 years or something like that passed, and now we forgot it already.
Indeed. Doctor, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to leave it there. We've just about run out of time. I just wish I could have kept you on the line a little longer just to unpack a few more issues, but perhaps we can do it at a later date. Doctors, thank you so much once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive just to give us your insight as to why we are seeing this upsurge of campus anti-Semitism and unrest on American campuses.